could do something to human beings.
Welcome back to another episode of Thoughts and Confessions. I feel like we have to be professional now that we're filming.
I know, right?
I just pretend like there's no camera.
What's the slogan? Your thoughts, our confessions?
Confessions, yeah.
But shouldn't be the other way around? Their confessions and our thoughts?
No, because we're confessing actually, whatever they're thinking because that was the idea.
I think I kind of like how what she said. Because it is most of the time it's other people's confessions and we're sharing our thoughts about those confessions. You know what I mean?
So you want to make me redo the logos?
Oh!
Is this what we're doing?
I said, can it be both?
So it's a double slogan.
It's a double entendre.
Yeah.
Okay. Double slogan. I like.
I'll do my very best to, you know, satisfy and provide.
That's it.
For my amazing co-host.
Oh, God.
He's going to curse us under his breath while he's doing it.
I know.
God damn it, Sedalia. Can't shut up for once.
We're not even number two. And he only has like two podcasts. And we're not even number two in terms of his favorite co-host. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Shut up. I see.
Are you grateful for us?
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving.
It is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's right.
Give thanks. You know, I'm coming with a little fire this morning.
Damn.
Yeah.
Crackling over here.
When do you not?
Shit, you're
no,
right.
He comes in waves, though. Sometimes it's like a forest fire. Sometimes it's just like a controlled...
It takes a little while to bubble up sometimes.
Last week, he came in and I said people were satisfied that the sound came back. And he's like, I don't care.
Yes, I remember.
Just a friendly reminder.
Jeez, sorry, guys.
That was you.
I'm working on myself.
Work harder.
Work harder. Oh, that's a soundbite.
We're just doing the comedy at the beginning for the clips.
Yeah, get it out of the way.
Do it for exactly. The gram.
Yeah. Do it for the gram. Yeah. Always.
Yeah, man.
But it is Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
And do you guys actually do the whole tradition of Thanksgiving?
Yes and no.
Yeah, first.
Yeah, yes and no. Sometimes we do the turkey. Sometimes we don't. Like yesterday we had pasta and dumplings. And we ate with chopsticks. And I was like, damn.
Yo.
Multicultural Thanksgiving. Wild.
Eating pasta with not even just dumplings, but with chopsticks. That's wild. You're like those new age, European.
Modern. I think my stepmom was like, I'm not doing a.
Oh man,
I'm not dishes. Doing dishes, man. I got some.
Don't
from
say
takeout.
That to an Italian, man. You know, you're looking for a fight.
Hey man, they're noodles. It's okay. It's the same
It's not
thing.
Even their original recipe.
I know, right?
So, yo.
Well, you know, you can't break the noodles. You can't do this. You can't do that.
Oh,
it's a lot of
true.
Faux pas, you know? So.
But actually, an interesting thought. How come Thanksgiving hasn't been canceled yet?
It was. I think people attempted to.
Really?
Yeah, a couple years
the
now.
The reason
in
why
the US,
it's called Thanksgiving, the story behind
in the
yeah,
US.
Yeah, but it's so mainstream now. It's kind of like Christmas. They kind of removed the religious aspect.
No, it's actually the opposite. Like,
really?
For the last couple of years, they did have an attempt to kind of like, you know, remove it and they replaced it. Well, in some places, people were calling it Friendsgiving. So like they changed the whole concept of.
See, that's very woke.
Honoring the whole
no flag,
you know, pilgrim stuff and just said celebrating their friends. So Friendsgiving was actually a thing for a while. I don't know if it still
is. But no family, no nothing? Like just friends?
It was like friends. It was really more about like, you know, celebrating friends and stuff like
that. It's a very family-orientated holiday usually.
I think so.
Right? And I never understood why Canada and the U.S. it's not the same weekend.
Well, remember, the U.S., I think it's about... Isn't it like when the pilgrims
yes.
first?
Yes,
so,
yes.
But is it the same thing for Canada? I don't know. That's what I'm going to say. What's the reason? I don't know the reason behind for Canada. Like for US, I always knew that one, but Canada, I never knew.
I figured it was the same.
I don't know.
Thing.
Maybe Canada's like, yo, we pay a lot of taxes. Let's give us a month break, you know? November.
It's actually a day break. Yeah, I don't know how you got the month.
Well, no, because it's expensive, you know, to make those meals and have all those people over. It's a lot.
True.
You know?
Yeah, good like, point.
There should be a CPU break. For that shit.
And or maybe you just don't want to invite certain people, you know, from the family. You don't want to see them back to back. So you give a nice little break of a month.
I have an amazing idea. Uh-oh. I think that Thanksgiving should turn into Festivus.
Oh.
And in Festivus.
Festivus.
Isn't that
the rest of
us.
Yes.
Yes, of course. That replaced Christmas.
Christmas. And that was what you're not grateful for.
Oh.
And the people you don't like. And, you know, it's like a free space, like the purge.
I love the
Express. No, but imagine.
One of my favorite ones, what was it? The
And it was a pole, not a tree.
Yeah.
For the strippers.
Of
you know, they deserve love too.
It was the airing of grievances. That's that's one of my favorite ones.
But I feel like that would be good, like a safe place, a purge moment where you can express how you feel about the other person in the darkest side possible, but with no repercussions.
I think we should do that. Instead of being you grateful,
go first. You go
what
first.
What am I not grateful for? Why should I go first?
Ladies first.
No, don't use that.
I'm using that. I'm going last.
No, Jason, you go first.
I'm really trying to think. You guys,
you don't care,
person.
Right? You don't care.
I'm a positive person.
I'm a very positive Pete.
Be positive by being negative.
But I'm trying to understand, what am I not grateful for? I like or it. Criticize I like where we're going.
Us.
I like where we're
criticize
going.
Us. Or criticize
oh,
us.
Oh, my God. You mean each other?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I feel like this is a very honest, open.
We might get closer, you know?
Or further.
Jesus, you know us? Like, we're like the worst people ever when it comes to talking
shit. Give you guys a hug afterwards.
No, but
it's going to be good for the gram. That's for sure.
That's fuck.
Co-host beef on a podcast live.
Imagine.
Okay, what am I not grateful for? Basically, what I started, we're the number two in your eyes. That's what I'm starting with.
How did you get to that conclusion?
I don't know.
Because we know Vice Versa is your baby.
We know you love.
No, Vice Versa is my shit show.
Why are you smiling over there?
Because he's so happy. He's like, oh, it's my shit show. Giggle.
It's my shit show.
Giggle emoji.
It's my shit show.
That original podcast was supposed to have no co-host. It was just me with guests originally.
Oh, when we started. I think I remember that.
And then people started leeching on it.
Damn.
And some people outgrew
calling them. Shout out to the leeches.
Shout out to the leeches.
Well, they outgrew it now. They outgrew it. So that's the most important part.
Yeah, outgrew it. Damn.
Yeah. My personality, but my height. But anyway.
Oh, my God. Let me take a sip.
Isn't this Thanksgiving?
Is no, this tea? We're doing. I
is
like this, though.
Is this tea? No. Is this tea? We're going to spill it.
No, but what I do like, I like the reverse Thanksgiving thing. So please continue.
Yes, go ahead.
No, but that's it. So Vice Versa was never my favorite. It was the funnest one. Like, we're the adults. Everybody
makes
knows
sense.
This.
Yeah.
We're the, as much as it's still, you know, chaotic here.
I try to behave.
It's very emotional. So that's the thing. Francis rebalanced Vice Versa, but the emotional side was here. Now, since Francis got here on Vice Versa, it's the Francis emotional show. I love him to death. But every day, it's a new emotion.
What sign is he?
He's every sign. He's a Zodiac warrior.
Zodiac warrior. I like that.
That's it, depending. But again, like I said, I love him. He makes things...
Interesting
and more real. It's like having 20 guests in one.
You see, and then he says it's not his favorite. Look at
I know.
He's
like, you
them.
See, like, the twinkle in his eye and everything. He's like, you guys,
the
you know.
The irony of
do
all
this. You
talk
about us he's this like, way no, on Vice Versa?
We're
what
the
a
responsible
liar. A lot of people
ones.
Talk shit.
Oh, I know people. You let and you let them.
But you started that.
But that's true.
You started that.
About Vice Versa?
Yeah. Mm. He said, fuck Vice Versa more times than I can count.
I did.
It's true. You did. I didn't. I just said, yeah, I can't handle
there.
It. I was like, I can't handle
but
it.
But you started
I
there.
I did start there. Exactly. You're right. It's true.
Like, respect your...
And I've been
you
on,
know,
I've
but
been
I don't
on
look then. Back.
I see that. She just let go.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
So it's progress.
It's humble beginnings.
Humble oh, beginnings.
Shit.
Oh, damn.
Now I made it
Vice
to the
versus
top.
The ghetto.
Shit, it's true. She made it out of the hood.
Well, a lot of people got wasted on that. And, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It's true.
It's true. A lot of interesting guests on that.
But it was nice when we combined. You know what I mean? For the 100th
episode.
That was actually a lot of fun.
We'll
you know, being the only female with six dudes. Yeah, it was fun.
You know,
every opportunity that car comes out,
I know, you know,
but she is, that's
but you
true.
Were treated with respect, no?
A 100%.
Yeah,
that's
you
that's
were the,
right.
You were the princess. You were the princess.
I
of
am
the
princess. That's right.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
You guys rolled the red carpet for me.
You know,
we try.
Yeah.
You don't try, you do it.
Oh, damn.
Sometimes I don't feel like it.
He does it anyway.
I'm a man of peace, but I'm still waiting for the, you know,
yeah. You know, while we're doing
educational
that,
criticism.
Me. You know me, I was still trying to think.
Yeah, you see stalls.
What I'm not thankful for. But I think a lot of things that I wasn't thankful for, I grew to appreciate. So that's the messed up part, right? So, like, you
that
know what I mean?
Like a poor person. You know, I don't have much,
so
I appreciate what
he's
I have.
So
I am poor. But hold on. I'm not poor in spirit, though.
No, you're rich of love and affection.
You're not poor. Nobody's poor. That's permanent.
Sorry,
you're broke.
I'm just middle class.
You're broke.
That's temporary.
I'm just middle class. It's true. You're right.
That's temporary. Broke. Is temporary.
No,
but I'm
no,
broken inside.
I'm gonna be.
Well, that's a different ballgame.
Oh, you okay?
Oh, here we go.
You got me. All right. You know, thank you. You just triggered something.
Oh my god, that triggered me. I thought I had an aneurysm.
It was pretty cool though. I was like, oh,
that's Kill Bill. We know when to do this.
Yeah, yep.
Why can't I hear it anymore?
Oh, I heard it. I heard it.
Oh yeah.
Not now though.
Whatever.
But well, I'm not thankful for
it. That's it.
Why'd you jump?
Danger, danger.
Your lack of emotions is what something that pisses me off
that
sometimes.
That is the theme this month.
Because you're so stoic. So it's
not
like,
his lack of emotion. It's his resistance.
Oh, here we go.
Shake my hand. Shake my goddamn hand. Fucking genius.
And I had this
stupid idea. Resistance.
His resistance and his avoidance. He deflects emotion.
But you got better. You got better. You got better.
Well, a lot of people have been claiming I've been worse. So lately, yeah.
Oh.
I got texts and texts of saying that there's a lack.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
A lack of
you want to give an example. Give an example.
No, it's always the same phrase that I get for somebody that communicates so well.
Yes. Yes, continue.
You know where this is.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, there's no emotion behind the communication.
None. You get this.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you can see it though. The waves.
No, we know, but because we know him. Exactly, because we know him.
He knows how to show a bit, not the anger, but you could be feisty. That's one of your emotions that I think
that's the only emotion.
You got it down packed. He has it down packed.
But he wants to fuck you up, basically. That's the only emotion.
Hold
on. Let's pull the wheel of emotions. Hey, why is it always landing on fuck him up?
Why is it always
eliminate?
Annihilate.
What was the word? Scorch earth. That's basically what it lands on. Like,
that's
you know?
Not the only emotion. I was like, okay.
But granted, it's not something you abuse. I'm just saying it's the main emotion that comes out.
Yeah, yeah. No, but...
Not on us, by the way.
No. To actually put it out there and have an emotional moment.
Yeah, we're having fun.
Oh, my God.
No. It is true. Lately, I've been very...
Detached?
No, detached. I've always been detached.
No, I was about to say, what are you talking about?
She's like, look.
This is his normal,
just
normal
stop talking.
State.
Just stop talking, boy.
No, I've been reaching 0 to 100 very quickly. Simply put.
I went through that.
And the thing is, what happens is once I hit that 100, it's like...
Bye-bye. It's broken.
I'm a black hole. Whatever you're
throwing speedometer, the odometer, whatever you want to call it, is broken.
It's broken. So once that is closed, like I close, like Bachel used to say, fermer le calepin.
Yes.
Once you close the books, it's over.
Oh, yeah,
and
I mean,
the thing is, I try, you know, I try, but.
But that's the thing, I think, right? It's a 0 to 100 piece, 0 to 100, like in 20 seconds piece.
But I think
that's
we both relate to that.
The in between.
I'm a 0 to 100.
But before, you used to take me, let's just say, 0 to 100 used to take me, let's just say, 10, 20 tries.
It's true.
Yeah.
Now it's like 2.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. I'm a gun in 60 seconds.
But welcome to seconds. My world.
I don't, you know, I personally don't see a problem with that.
Me neither.
But, you know.
I think it's actually better. Because you're wasting less time.
I guess it depends on what the people were used to.
That too.
You know?
That is very true. The thing is, when people change and progress or evolve or differ from their usual self, a lot of people insecurely think it's about them. Right?
Very true.
They make it about them. Are you changed because I did something? Is it something I did? Is it something, you know, I could change or whatever? But they never ask the right question.
Mm.
And the right question would be is, why are you where you're at now? And is this a place that you actually want to be at? Or is this just a bus stop?
Oh, look at that.
Right? Is it the destination or is this the journey? And a lot of people, sadly, insecurely, and this is another thing that I lost patience in, justifying.
Oh, I have no patience.
That was
no
my theme. That's my theme this year.
You know what's funny
no
is like we've had our arguments, you and I, and I always, and it's so funny because I used to say that all the time, like, you don't need to justify yourself. And you know what he says to me? I'm not justifying, I'm clarifying. It's not the same thing.
It's not the same
but
thing.
But it's not.
I know it's not the same thing.
But you know, it's crazy what you said, but like I encounter like a lot of people who always say you don't need to justify yourself, but literally that's what you're asking me to do, like each and every time. So why you just don't want to own up to it?
It depends on the situation too, right? Like sometimes I'll just express something and then the person will be like, well, no, it's this and that. I'm like, it's okay. I don't need a justification.
But
I just want to put it out there.
But not from you only, but like in general, is that something that's fair, right? For you to express yourself without allowing the other person to express themselves. And then when they start expressing themselves, then you're like, oh, you don't
but
need to justify.
But expressing yourself is one thing, but if you're explaining yourself.
But it's part of expressing.
That's,
I believe.
But it's all part of
it's
communication.
Fair. Yeah, yeah.
If you go back to the bottom, all this is a form of communication. Now, if you're justifying, clarifying, or explaining, or whatever you want to put it, this is a way for me to be understood by the other person.
Yes, 100%. You're right.
Now, justify.
If you already did that, though.
That's it. That's where it becomes justifying, is where I'm trying to make you feel comfortable with whatever I'm going through.
Yes.
For you not to take it badly while I'm going through the shit.
Bro.
You know what I mean?
I know that one.
Yes, yes.
And this is true. Where that gray zone is very, very thin. And it's a process.
Right.
Because I used to justify a lot because I was like, maybe I'm not a good communicator and people are badly taking this every time. Mm. And then I started, you know, but you have to pick and choose. Some people, they're just like that. They just don't understand, or maybe the words you use are not the proper
Everyone
ones.
Has a different communication style too.
That's true too.
And a lot of people are insecure.
I think that's the main problem.
That is the main.
That's,
but
I think
you can't put
problem.
Everybody in the same basket, sadly.
No, you can't, so. But I think it is the main driver for a lot of people.
And true. There's right. triggers too. Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you get triggered and you don't know why.
But I don't know.
But insecurities. Triggers.
No, I know.
Insecurity,
but I think
insecurities
that's,
are triggers.
Yes, like, but right? exactly. But it's their own self journey. Like, you know, we can't always be there and read people's minds.
I have a business idea. You heard about the new Ray-Bans with
Facebook
coming out?
The meta ones, right?
Yeah, the augmented reality.
Yeah,
it would be nice that when I look at people, it shows me their triggers and their
emotions. That would be hilarious.
The emotional
like
state.
Like instead of like a color.
Analyze.
Like we can even make it smart. We can make it smart because it's something that might be possible, right? Like we're talking about. Because if we're going to utilize AI in the right way.
Like the aura of people?
You look, not even. Damn. You just go based off of like their posts. Right. Let's say someone posts like angry stuff like all day long.
It could be like a weather.
It gives you a bit of
It might be cloudy and stormy.
It's 70% that this person might be angry. You know? Like, so you just go with the nature of what's being posted daily or whatever, or even on Facebook, their status, and it's like red alert, or whatever.
They
still do status on Facebook.
Oh, there's still the feeling sad, feeling.
Oh, they have
anxious.
That shit. Really?
Yeah, they still have that.
Wow. On Facebook, except the groups.
Same. I don't really have anything on there.
Real, but that would be that would be $1 million idea.
That should
like,
be on
your phone. Rings, feasible.
But
on
an
be
app.
On your phone, you know, like on the iPhone.
You're watching.
Like when you call someone,
too emotional.
You know when you're getting a call, person feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Feeling feisty.
But doesn't it
feeling
tell you like to breathe or to sit down or to walk?
The phone? My
watches
do. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So maybe you should do like, stop taking everything personal.
Are you crazy?
Be open-minded.
I'd whip that in the trash. Like, don't tell me what to do.
And you're trying to be better?
You should be the best, you know, target for that.
Yeah. I will assess myself. Thank you.
You do that. You do a good job. You do
like, imagine she just texts us in the group, well, my watch is telling me today's not a good day to talk, to communicate.
I'll say it. I'm that type
of
person, though.
You're laughing, but I think a lot of situations can be avoided if people actually did that.
Oh, like, my God. It saved
did
me
what exactly?
so much.
Communicate like what you just said. So let's say, for example, so there's some days like
self-awareness.
Yeah. So, but there's some days where it's like, you know what? Someone's calling you and they're like, you know, kind of like edging at you and stuff like that. And you're like, you know, today's one of those days where I'm likely to go off on your ass. You know what I mean?
You have to be honest.
I did that this week.
What do you mean?
I told somebody came in. I'm like, listen, I'm really not in the mood. I don't have the patience.
Like, exactly like that.
They got super mad at me.
But I don't understand why.
I don't, me neither.
Because then they just threw at me.
Because I do that too.
Yeah, yeah.
They threw something at you?
No, they threw at me in the sense that they were like, oh, every time I tried to communicate you act like this. I'm like, but this is so not true. You communicate once every 3 months.
Oh.
First.
Snap.
Second of all, now today, and especially they don't even.
He spun the wheel.
I know.
Oh,
there you go.
Scorched earth. That's what you want. Okay.
He just skipped like five emotions.
Yeah. He's like, we're doing. He said, we're doing this. Okay, we're doing
and
this.
And where are the people that ask?
So I keep like, hey, sit down here. Hey.
You do ask that a lot when you call. You're like, are you busy? Do you have a moment?
Yes.
A lot of people don't. They just open. Hi, what's up?
Hey,
yeah, listen.
I do that too. Every time I call him,
we don't talk.
But you do that.
I know, but when I do
call. You do that a lot.
I'm like, no, especially if I'm
busy.
Yeah, we all do that.
But that's always after, like, you know, I get a little worried about him. I'm like, hey, you busy? You can talk.
No, but people, especially people that I talk to often, they don't. They just go in. Like, if I answer, because in their head, they explain to me afterwards, they're like, if you answer the phone, that means...
Damn.
You must have time. But I'm like,
that's
no,
not
I thought
true.
Maybe it was an emergency.
No.
Or something.
That's not true. Exactly. That's not true.
And they just bombard. I'm like, listen, this is not the right moment. It's never the right moment. I'm like,
oh, listen, don't confuse my politeness
you know?
For my desire to listen.
I rarely want to answer the phone. So it's never the right moment when I answer.
I never want to answer the phone. So, except when I'm in the car.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? That's a good,
you see, for me, that if I talk to you while I'm in the car.
Yeah. It's good.
I must like you because that's my me time. Like, that's music time. Sometimes I'll be listening to music and someone's calling me. I was like, and
instead
call.
Of listening vice versa.
And call. Anyway. And call. I'm like, shut the hell up. I have to replay this fucking song again. Shut the fuck up.
Damn. But I mean, I agree with that. But at the same time, I think I do prefer talking to people in the car as opposed to talking to people at home. At home, like, I'm actually.
I have shit to talk do. On
the yes.
I have shit to
I don't,
do.
I don't like talking to people on the phone.
I don't talk much.
You don't talk much?
I don't talk that much, though.
On the phone?
Yeah.
Or like in general?
Like in general.
Because you know you do this every Sunday, right?
I know. No, like I'm a talker
and you
when
do
I
do it well.
When I know, right? Yeah. For a non-talker,
very
I talk
eloquent.
So well. Mm. Thank you. Mm.
Oh, this is not supposed to be like this.
Anyway,
I know. We're supposed to be bashing people.
Yes.
Okay, I so did my job. His lack of emotion.
Can we, before I get to you, can we move someone up? Can we do it like that? Because I don't want to be like you, now you.
Yeah,
after.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, for sure. Get it out of the way. What about me, Jay? Let's go.
No,
I'm ready.
No, that's what he didn't want to do.
That's what I didn't want to do.
He didn't want to put both of us against him. Because
I feel like I'm going to be like, yo, like, what the hell?
No, not at all.
I'm like the villain, you know? Like
I love being
Jafar.
Criticized.
You will be. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
So who do you want me to start with?
Her.
Easy target. Easy target.
I'm keeping Jason for last.
Jesus Christ.
Easy target.
My list is there. Oh, no, man, I was waiting years for this moment.
Good Lord.
This is a safe place, right?
It is.
You guys, you won't hate me.
I'm actually in a good place.
I'll dodge his calls from now on.
I'm in a good place mentally, good. So we're good. I can handle it.
So, Sedalia, with all the beautiful qualities that you do have.
Okay.
No. No, the only thing is this has been mentioned multiple times. Once she has something put in her head, it's really impossible. Not complicated. She has to do it on her own, and sometimes it takes weeks or
can
months.
Can I piggyback on that one?
Cheater. Pick your own.
I will. My bad.
It's true.
She sticks to that, shit. And that's all there is
Sedalia,
to it.
He's not wrong.
No, it's true.
But you yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Like, I latch on to that, and I'm
you
like,
are.
I will let go, and I'm
you're
ready.
Very, you're strong. You're strong when it comes to that stuff. It's like, you know, you got a grip, girl. You got a grip. It's like, hey, girl, let go for a second. No.
I'm like those toddlers, you know, with the food in their hands.
Oh, my God. Why are they so strong, by the way? Like, a toddler's
survival.
Grip is like...
It's like I'm not ready to let go.
Oh,
like,
my
don't
God.
Tell me.
But why do you think that comes? Hmm. From somebody that is so self-aware, somebody that is so thought out.
Right.
Yet, once it's in there,
it's there.
It's rent free.
What's the context, though? Like,
oh,
you have
I don't need
to make this personal.
We don't need context. But you know,
agreed
I agree.
I was right. So, and she's like, "Give me context, so I can
girl,
say no."
We can't do that. We can't.
I want to see the loophole here.
I know you're trying to find a way out. You're trying to find a way out.
Where is the error?
Oh man, yeah.
Is it a right moment to talk?
Yeah, I'm very open about these things. I know myself very well. Why do I do that? I think it's sometimes it's if I don't understand. Like if my brain can't wrap itself around, it has to wrap itself around it a million fucking times until you lack oxygen.
Okay. I was going to say like an anaconda or something, or a python
anaconda.
Or something. Like a python just wrapping around, like squeezing.
It's like Jason with ducks.
I mean, hey, I grew to. Yeah, actually, you're right. I was going to say I grew to love them, but no, I didn't.
Koalas?
Oh, you know how I feel about those. Anyways.
God.
Yeah.
An animal show.
No, koalas are the worst animals. But anyways.
Yeah,
because they have disease?
No, because they're stupid.
They're very stupid.
I find that they're very smart.
No, they're actually very,
no, no,
very,
they're very
stupid.
Dumb.
No, but meaning that that's why they're so smart. They only eat,
the eucalyptus
sleep,
tree.
And
because,
they but, have disease, but they have no stress.
But all of that is because of what they're eating. Like, literally, the eucalyptus tree is
poison.
That's
yeah.
why they sleep so much. They're not doing
Are you trying to say I'm like a koala that I'm poisoning myself because I can't let go
Wait,
of this?
You're the one that brought up a koala, not me. I called you
toxic.
A python.
I'm toxic.
Oh, you are toxic.
Yeah, toxic.
I like that. That's cool.
So delicate.
Yes,
but yeah, no, I mean, I'm not going to say anything else.
I think that's what it is. It's when I need to understand. This. I don't know why, but it's like I need to understand. And some people are like, just let it go. But the more you tell me to do that, the more the grip is tighter. And I was like, nope.
Yeah.
Got to get to the bottom.
I mean, eventually you do.
Yeah, eventually I diffuse. And then just out of nowhere, they're like, that's it? I was like, yeah, it's good now. Like, what the fuck?
You know?
You know, but, you hear the crickets.
But your guard goes very quickly.
Yeah. From 0 to 100.
Yeah. Once something went in, closes, and you have to like clean up the whole mess before you're open for business again.
I have to discard the bodies. Disinfect. Yeah. I guess.
How did you feel hearing that?
It's true. It's nothing new. It's okay. It's one of the main things that people have told me.
Now do me.
What?
You.
Oh.
Yeah, he did.
I like how they, yeah. Let's see what you got. Hurt me. I don't give a shit. I do care.
Do
me.
It. Do it.
I'm very sensitive.
Do it.
I'm trying to. You're so evil. I'm trying
to
think. I
like the little feedback of it in the man.
I'm trying to think.
You because can be honest. Similar. There's a lot.
We're similar.
There's a lot.
There is a lot. There's a lot.
Crazy. Hurt me.
Hurt me.
This is ain't Easter, buddy.
Like, you know what?
Say it. I can take it.
It's similar to my brother. I have the same issue. Is sometimes you get in your own little hole.
Shit.
And it's really hard to pull you out. Hell and you yeah. dodge it.
I know. Oh, damn. She said I dodge.
Yeah.
You're a dodger.
You know, I was good. Okay. I was good with it. I was like, yeah, that's true. That's true.
But it's like,
dodge. You're like, trying to say I'm avoiding shit?
No,
I'm
joking, but I'm like you don't want to impose that on people. So you feel like you have to do it yourself. And like sometimes that could be a little infuriating.
Yeah,
like,
I can understand.
Talk to me.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I know you tried. So
I have.
And
I'll like break the ice with a meme. Like, how are you, Jay? I'm good. Then,
it's true.
I'm good.
That's what you do.
Yep.
Huh. Yeah. It kind of makes sense. Because sometimes you'll have like these conversations and I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Everything's cool. And then it's cool. I'm quiet. Don't really follow up. And then she put a meme. I'm like, oh, that shit's funny. Oh, by the way, how you been doing? What are you doing this day? What are we? I'm like, shit, she got me. Yeah. No, I do. I know that about myself. The dodging part, I will say it wasn't something that I would have used, but it's true.
But I don't think it's like it's purposely done.
I know.
What would you use?
Yeah, what would you use?
I'm using dodging now.
Oh, okay.
No, you see.
No, because I didn't.
He's gonna dodgeball
your ass. I didn't like hearing it for a second. I'm like, for a second, I didn't like hearing it because I'm like, I'm not someone who does avoidance.
You do,
but it. I
you
know
do a
said,
lot that's in different
I said,
ways.
I know. That's why I said shit. It's true.
You're very slick.
But here's the craziest part.
Ooh, that's a compliment. You're very slick.
No, he's very slick. He's very suave when it comes to dodging.
I do
you make
dodge.
It look good.
I do dodge. Thank you. I'm trying to do better.
We're supposed to bash each other. What is going on?
No, but he makes it look good. But that's a bad thing. Hold on. That's a very bad thing.
One second. We're not supposed to be bashing each other. We're trying to.
We're not?
Educational bashing.
Educational bashing. But yeah, that was hard. Thanks.
He's going to take a sip of that water. Is it water?
It should be.
It is.
I would hope so.
I'm not.
Wrong bottle.
I'm not there in life.
I love like, it.
It is. Thanks.
So are we just like that?
No. There's now the other round.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Now
because you gave to him, so you're missing me. I have to give to him.
Yeah.
And he has to give to you.
Okay.
So it's your turn, Jason.
Oh, it's me now.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's back to square one.
Sedalia. Well, other than what Sin mentioned. No, but honestly, no.
You're a little too excited, okay?
I don't know what to, because, like,
it's less
for me, like, a lot of it, yeah, the letting go of certain things is really, it's sometimes it's like, for your own good, just, you know.
Stop,
but she doesn't. And then you're like, oh, shit, man, fuck, what's going to happen next? You know what I mean? But that's okay. What could I say besides that? Because it was used already.
I'm that perfect.
Huh? Okay.
Oh.
No, it's not that. It's just that I would say, but I think it kind of falls into the same category.
Okay.
In a sense. Sometimes I think like decisions that you, okay. So you make decisions based off of, you know, maybe sometimes someone will fuck up, right? And like when that person fucks up, it's like you have a hard time like, letting go or forgiving, you know, and like
ding, ding, ding.
It's tough, you know, and it's like okay, maybe you know, you could be like maybe there's a different perspective, or maybe there was a different reason why this was done, and then you're like, fuck that, you know what I mean, like literally, and it's like oh, but I'm like it's not good for you, but no, you don't care because you're like,
it's true, you know, yeah, no,
you know, like, and I know a lot of I know a lot of people they're like that, but sometimes I feel when you do that. It's more of a detriment to you because it's like sometimes it's better to just maybe just move on, let it go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you would be
let
like,
let it go, let it go.
You're like, you know what?
I should tattoo that on me or something.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah. Because you, but I understand why, because like you take, because you give a lot to people. So you take things very much to heart.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I do.
And you expect people to be as genuine as you are or as caring as you are, as most of us would do. but I think you take it even more. It's a bigger impact to you when it's, you know,
it's such a disrespect to me.
That's what it is. Yeah. The disrespect. I feel like she disrespect is not a thing that you.
I have zero threshold on that.
And whereas I think for sin. I think some disrespect. No. I'm just
talking, back at me.
No.
It's not my turn yet.
No, I'm just talking about what disrespect is. More like it's like, oh, you're just disrespecting yourself. You're like, if someone does something, you're like,
yeah, because
you're
not we even, don't have you, the you same know? Definition. Yeah. We don't have the same threshold of what is disrespect to.
Yes.
Because people that are barking for me do not. I don't consider it as disrespect. Yeah. I just find that's that as noise.
Yeah, they're disrespecting yourself by acting like that.
Her way, her bio. Anything that comes and threats that ecosystem is a threat, and she
facts.
And then the guns are out. Exactly.
No. It's
I don't remember. You remember the cartoons when the guy like 20 million guns would come
all pointing out. Yep.
Oh my God, that's you. Me.
You're
that's
very you, that's you, like yeah. Your threshold is very minimalistic. Me personally, there's so much going on that I have to like put it in the background. As long as it does not threaten me as a person, my family, or my friends directly. People could talk shit all they want about me, by all means. The more, the better.
When I think about it, it's different ways of protecting your peace, right? Two different versions
yes, exactly.
Of protecting your peace. You know what I'm saying? It's just that, like, for me, but this is me, right? It's just more like, you know what? What's better for you? It's just to, like, fuck them. You know what I mean? Let's, you know, you don't need to.
But once I understood the why people are the way they are, I realized that most of the time it has nothing to do with me.
That's true.
And that's why I'm like, okay, cool story, bro.
But I think that's still my ongoing struggle.
I have the same struggle.
Like, I understand. Like, I'm very self-aware and I understand that it has nothing to do with me. But there's still that part of me that I guess maybe it's a trigger, maybe it's an insecurity. It just feeds on that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's difficult to fight it off. I feel like with time it's gotten better, but sometimes when I lose a complete hold of it.
No, it has, because like sometimes it becomes a bit of an obsession for you. Yeah. Like when you're that, like, you know, teed off on
like,
someone.
Oh, you're going to see what I'm about.
It becomes an obsession, but I think you've made a lot of growth, like a lot of change.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. I feel like I have. Yeah. I still have
You've changed a lot. Well, you've evolved a lot since I met you.
Yes.
Very true.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah. Sure. It's not always good, but yeah.
No. There was versions that I was like,
No, there was versions that I feel like she took a couple of steps back.
Yeah.
It didn't last, though. She came back. I feel she bounced back. Sure, there was a time where, Sedalia, you know.
And keep in mind, the Sedalia that I met and the Sedalia that it is today is night and day.
Mm.
But between these two periods, there were storms, hurricanes, beautiful weather.
I'm going to say sunny days.
No. Yeah. Like storm. It went through app, that AI app. Would have helped out a lot.
Analyzing.
Oncoming storm.
It's true.
Analyzing.
But yeah, because she was, if I could describe you when I met you, it was like this mostly timid yet thoughtful,
very
observant
thoughtful.
Person.
Yeah.
Like she would analyze but never get involved type of thing.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
She was very softer in the sense that she just enjoyed the simple things.
Yes.
Nature, poetry,
but
whatever
that's good, but it could also not be good too. You know what I mean?
Again, the way I see her is like a child, to be extremely honest, where at the beginning she was in her little bubble and innocent.
Yes.
And now she is.
And that's what I mean. She's
the lady that she is. Where's my baby bottle?
That's what I'm saying. Before she was a.
That's another podcast, by the way.
Actually, no, I want a sippy cup.
I was going to say, basically, she was a caterpillar in that stage.
Yes,
she was
exactly.
A caterpillar stage. And then,
exactly.
You know, which is still good. You know, it has its purposes, it's cute and everything like that. But then, you know, now.
Sure.
The cocoon was a tough stage.
Yeah.
And now I'm a moth.
But it's crazy because when.
I'm like, Mariposa, a moth. No, that's a butterfly.
Yes. What's wrong with a moth?
She's not that delicate as a butterfly.
That's true.
No, it's true.
More like an eagle or something. Like
oh,
that.
Damn, an eagle.
I wish you had an eagle sound effect.
Well, we have it here, the sound effect. But it's crazy because when I reflect on this, even you, compared to the first day I met you to this day, there's like, it's not necessarily a 180, but there's definitely.
There's a change.
Yeah, a change.
Yeah, there's an evolution there too. We've all evolved.
Like, I had my downs.
No, because I met him in his I don't give a fuck phase.
Damn.
Yeah.
And then through the pod, I saw his emotional phase.
Yeah.
And then now he's more grounded face.
I'm a little bit balanced when it comes to that
you're
shit.
Balanced,
you rebalance yourself. Because at the beginning, it was like, yo, it's this or fuck off.
It's so true.
And then he was like, I'm emotionally evolved in this. These are my feelings.
Yeah, I started.
And he was an I told you this before. He was an emotional bully at one point.
It's
where
so true.
My feelings are this.
Yeah, yeah.
Take it or leave it. I don't care.
Literally.
And I'm like, yeah, no, that's not
true.
How it works.
It's true. That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
What you mean? Shit.
Block, 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 block.
But therapy says.
And then now today he is like he is a pillar. For, you know, wiseness. But he's more balanced than I am.
Yeah.
Like, you do intermediate a lot sometimes. Yes. You're like...
And you're very protector. That's something that was said a lot on the pod.
What's that?
That he protects you a lot on the pod.
Of course he does.
I feel like I do it for both of you guys.
Yeah, you... Yeah.
But people don't see it when I do it.
I'm an asshole.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think people see it when, like, you know, because there are times, like, I'll be like, oh, Sedalia. You know, like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah. When like, he comes for me,
and then she'd be like,
what
was that?
No, but you're like a father. Like, you protect your child in front of everybody, but wait until we get home, though. You were wrong.
All I got out of this is I'm the child of thoughts and confessions.
No, we all are at times.
Well, you're the youngest one here. Oh, in age and as a co-host on Thoughts and Confessions.
True.
That's true.
It's true.
So he is the original OG.
Yeah, OG, triple OG.
Damn.
Well, you are technically, but
well,
you know.
I'm just part of the furniture. I just remain. Jeez. The one that remains.
You're the constant.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
You literally are the constant because you're on everything, right? So
sadly, and I would love not to.
Yeah. Would you ever do that? Like one day, like take a step back and
I tried
more
twice.
Over... Oh.
You did?
I tried twice.
With what?
With Vice Versa.
Yeah?
I tried that with... I wanted to give the platform to other people.
Okay.
I don't like do it. I'll just stay in the back and press record.
When did you do that?
We were still in the old studio.
Okay.
And when I was trying to develop, actually, 2 years ago, give or take, if you do remember, when I was trying to make this an entertainment company, and I was like, I just want to produce people.
Oh, yes.
I don't want necessarily to be...
Okay, I don't think I was... I probably
you were there. You were...
Oh, my brain then...
No, but...
Well, I remember it was very lightly spoken of.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's like, I just want to have, like, things under the Saints and Sinners umbrella.
But you didn't... Yes, I remember the Saints and Sinners umbrella. But you didn't... Had you done it? Like...
I tried when we did the us three with Rosie when we each did our own
the individual
podcast.
Yeah.
To try how.
But that was fun. But I thought that was just more of a character, a character analysis. I thought that was cool though. I like that
one.
It
was trying new things because everybody had different approaches to that
true,
one.
True. You see like different styles.
You brought your friend. You brought your.
I had Camille and Devon.
Yeah. Your wife and your good friend. I brought myself.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, it's true. It was all different approaches.
With his very white voice.
And Rosie brought herself too.
Yeah.
Yes.
She approached it more of a confession type of thing.
Yeah, it was like super emotional.
I was very cinematic with music.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was hilarious. I was like, God damn, you really took it to another level.
I did like that one.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
But that's why, ideally or realistically, if one day you would come and say, hey, listen, I want to do a pod with these two guys, I'd be like, yo, come. Yeah. I'll press record, I'll be in the back, no problem. Because sometimes it's good to be from outside. I'm not complaining here. Don't get me wrong. I love these conversations. I love being part of the conversation. But sometimes it's interesting to just be...
An observer.
Exactly.
Yeah, sometimes it's nice. You learn a lot to by being an observer.
Oh, you do. Well, I mean, like, it's like a lot of people who actually do listen to the pod. They're learning. So that's what it is, right? They're seeing the perspective and, oh, I liked what he said. Oh, I liked what Sedalia said. Oh, I liked what Jay said or whatever it is at that point. You know what I mean? But it's like being the observer affords them the ability to do that. So sometimes, you want to be the outside guy. You know what I mean? You don't want to be like, maybe I don't want to give an opinion today. You know what I mean? Like, but.
Sometimes you just want to analyze. Okay, so it's my turn?
Yes. Shit.
Oh, no.
Was I too excited? Was I excited about it? Too excited? Yes. Too excited. Huh?
It's okay.
Who am I? It's Sin, right? I have to say something that I don't like about.
Yes.
And then me?
It's not that
I
don't like.
Yeah, shit.
It's not that I don't like.
Ooh. I like the face.
Can I touch this? So I can leave?
It's not so much your lack of emotion, because I get what you're saying about the lack. Me, it's more the deflection.
Oh.
The deflecting of it. That, like,
so
especially,
I'm a dodger and he deflects?
Especially when it's like, you know, maybe he's going through something.
Because
it does happen.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about.
We had this conversation.
It's
happening now, motherfucker.
And it's like,
don't deflect.
It's like a little, see, he's doing it right now.
He's like, but no, we had this. No. Not here.
Why are we doing this? I let it go. I'm not Sedalia.
Please continue.
So it'll be like, you know, I don't know, like a check-in or whatever. He's like, no, I'm great. I'm great. Top shape. Great. I'm great. And I'm like, I was like, okay, fine. You know, it just drives me crazy. I'm like, and?
I know what she's talking about, though.
And?
I know
what
she's talking about.
What? Nothing. Because
we, right. we know. So, we, sometimes right. we know. Like, you may not want to tell us, but we know something's bothering you. And we're like, but sin, what's going on?
Because when he gets really angry and pumped up, he has this grin. It's like, yeah.
It's like the wheels right. are turning, huh? The little hamster. Yeah. The hamster's not running in the wheel. The hamster has a shotgun.
I was really enjoying this part.
The hamster's like, re-up me. Like, let's do this.
And then, yeah.
So, yeah, okay. That's
it's just,
a good
it's
one.
It's hard. You're like a little, you're very hard to crack sometimes.
He's an ostrich.
It's like I hurt my arms while I try to crack.
I totally understand. Get what you're saying.
He understands. He doesn't agree.
No. I agree. I agree with what you're saying.
No, actually, I felt like you did.
There is. There is an explanation why. I've mentioned this before multiple times where I don't have tendency of vomiting whatever I'm thinking until I actually am able to
process exactly what
I'm going
and you
through.
Don't like burdening. What's the word? Burdening?
Yeah.
Burdening?
I think it's being a burden.
You
but
don't like
I know
being
that.
A burden.
I know.
No, I would call if I really need help. But if it's something I know I can digest, I have no problem. And add to that, there's another layer where I'm a big firm believer of focus.
Right.
Regardless if it's raining or it's bad things are happening to you, if you focus on the positive, if you focus on what you can do better, if you have an opportunity to do something better or to make it better, you should be focusing on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Because focus goes both ways.
Because
right?
the thing is, once I start talking about something, it feels like it keeps on lingering, right?
That's true.
And that's why I'm like, yeah, I'm great.
That's true. But there's a difference between when, let's say, because you know, we all know those people that talk about it all the time.
They have an itch.
And you don't even ask them. It's literally just walking through the room. Yeah, so. and you're like, okay. But so I feel it's different when someone actually, you know, who gives a shit, asks you, hey, are you okay? You know, versus you bringing it up. Because as a regurgitation.
Right.
But I do understand what you're saying to an extent because I'm that type of person too, right? Like, I feel like, well, no, I don't really talk. Like, I talk about feelings, but I don't always talk about feelings. You know what I mean? Like you said, I'm slick. You know, like, I'm able to do that. But, like, I am someone of the same school of thought where it's like, I need to work this out. I need to work this out in my head. I need to do the math. You know, I need to do the proper calculations before I could say anything because I don't want to, one, I hate being that person that says something and I don't stick to what I said. You know what I mean? Because I want people to be like, oh.
But it's human.
It is human. It is. But it's just me. Like, I see it so much. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. So I'm like, I don't want to be that person.
But I'm a walking contradiction. Don't get me wrong here. So whatever I say today is not necessarily tomorrow. And there's a reason to that.
True.
It's not because I'm fake or it's not because I
try to be
lying.
Too constant.
Yeah, but constancy.
I try to be. Yeah. That's, I didn't say it's a good thing.
But to be constant, that means you have to stay still. Literally.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's something that I refuse.
But that works against
like
growth.
That too,
that's the problem. Exactly. So that's why I said, like, I know it's not a great thing either. So.
And that's another reason because some people, and again, I'm generalizing here, some people, if you tell them something today and you don't follow up or it changes, they're going to use it against you.
Always. And that's what I don't like.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Funny thing is people that know me well, when I decide to do something, I will do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'll do it. And but then after that, if I change my mind,
that should be okay.
I don't need to feel guilty.
No, exactly.
You should never feel guilty because you change your mind.
100. And this is something that is translated a lot in relationships, friendships. Like, you know, I can meet somebody. I'm like, oh, you know, this looks like something that could work. And then in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, that feeling's not there. Or there's a trigger or there's, you know, a turnoff, whatever.
Shit happens.
Shit happens.
It's okay. I could say tomorrow I want to be single and after tomorrow I want to be in a relationship.
That's true.
I'm allowed.
You are allowed. 100%.
Funny story. That's that's one I'm thinking on the character introspected piece that we did with each other. I remember Devon talked about that for me. Like he caught me when I was engaged back in the day. Like he and I like broke off when the engagement was over and everything like that. He recorded me. He was like, and I was saying I was drunk. I was like, I'm never fucking getting married again. Blah, blah, blah. All this shit. And like, he always reminds me of that shit. You know what I mean? Like in the sense of like.
Reminder.
You know, like. and I'm like, yeah, you're right. That was a period in my life where I figured I didn't see myself ever getting married again.
Does
and
that
then
piss you off,
I did.
The constant reminder? Like, does
no,
it
because
you?
He does it. He like he's not a like he'll do it, but do it in the sense of like you know, a but, friendly, you
okay,
know,
humor.
A friendly way. Yeah. Yeah, and it's brought up maybe once every like you know 3 or 4 years.
It's oh, not, okay, that's not bad. Much. That's not bad.
But
that's
he great. Will remind me. He will be like, remember when you said that you'll never ever get married? What did you do? You know what I mean? Like he was telling me before I got married mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But it was just as a, I think for him it was more just as like okay, you know, just be mindful of your words. You know what I mean? At times, but then I told him I'm like yeah, but I also change. You know what I mean? I also become a different person. So yeah. it's two perspectives.
Or you change your mind.
Or I change my mind. Exactly.
I'm like that too. I'm yeah. a very contradictory person. You know. Yeah. You know, a lot of stuff I say and do. You know.
But those are the most real people. Mm-hmm. The people that do not change. The yes. people that do not contradict themselves. There's only two reasons. Or you're really
they're
not expressive.
Fake.
So you're
lying.
Not saying anything. So
they're lying.
Yeah, but they're lying to themselves.
Or that's people what I'm saying. Pleasers.
Yeah, I guess.
Because for me, it's honestly, it's sometimes I say things and people will take it badly, but I'm like, it's not to be taken badly. I'm just literally expressing exactly what it is I'm feeling.
At this moment.
At that moment.
Exactly.
And then tomorrow, completely different. And people are like, it doesn't make any sense. You said that yesterday. Well, today I'm a different
person.
That's what
I say. Your mother doesn't make sense.
Damn.
Ouch.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Ouch, ouch.
One of those moments that happened.
Yeah.
So yeah, bubbling.
But again, like I said, it's a part of the journey of life. It's okay. You leave some, you take some. It's okay.
It's true.
The thing is, there's certain people are more flexible when it comes to these things.
This is true.
Others less.
Why do you think?
Where do you fall?
Who, me?
Yeah. In terms of accepting it from others.
Yeah, like what's
oh,
that?
No, me, I have no problem. As long as there's a justification. I'll give you an example. I got into an argument with Francis last 2 weeks.
Yeah, okay.
Because he was going through certain things. And he turned out to be, he's one of those friends where he comes and asks you for advice. I ask all the information and then I'm like, listen, this is the healthiest route. You should do this. And he's like, yeah, you're right. Exactly what I should do. And then he goes and does the opposite. And then he breaks his face. And then he comes back. He's like, yeah, but you know, I'm an emotional person. I'm like, no.
And there's nothing wrong with being an emotional person.
Now, if people change their mind in the sense that they're like, oh, listen, I just, you know, want to do this simple. And then all of a sudden they get an eureka of life. And they're like, I want to go into this extreme. And there's a justification and a proper communication explanation of what's going on. Mm-hmm. By all means, I'm here. But there's people in my life, sadly, today's blue, tomorrow's red, after tomorrow's yellow. At one point, there's a pattern here.
Yes.
So that's funny because I like what you're saying because I tie it back to when you called me an emotional bully.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me being an emotional bully was when I took the time to give you advice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm expecting you to follow the advice.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Shit.
No, I'm serious. Like I'm serious. I used to take it personal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And up until, I would say even fairly recent, like it's been gradual. I've been moving away from it. But up until fairly recent, now I don't mind answering or whatever. Even if you're talking to me about the same thing, I don't mind. I just remove the expectations. I remove whatever expectations from it. That way, like, I don't get upset or I'm not, like, frustrated with you. Because I understand at the end of the day, you needed some voice of reason or you needed something.
Right.
You mm-hmm. needed something, hence why you came to me, right? And I gave you. And sometimes, you know, people don't. I used to give advice without people asking. That I stopped doing.
Okay.
That I stopped doing because that was me, you know, being that emotional bully or setting up expectations, whereas they didn't really ask me for the expectations. Although I feel sometimes you kind of complaining about something is you
but
asking
some people
me to
just want to express it.
And yes. that's what
see,
I, and
that's who I am.
And like, that's what I learned.
I most
venting.
Of the time, yes.
It's just venting.
I like to vent. So sometimes it's like, I'll just say it. Like people will give me advice. I'm like, listen, I don't really
don't
want advice.
Yeah,
I just
yeah.
want you to listen.
Got
and
it.
When it comes to me, it's odd being the way that I am that I don't take it personally because if I do give advice, I always say, listen, but at the end of the day, I'm not you. And you do whatever it is that you feel
yeah.
is right for you. And it's mm-hmm. okay if you change your mind because I am
true.
Like that. So I don't want to put
never used
that
to say
on.
That.
Yeah, but yeah, I always do because I'm the type of person, I'll listen to something that someone says and I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to do that, but thank you. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so I like that. So I've never taken it personally if somebody didn't
that's good,
do
though.
What I kind of advised because I'm like,
I'm practicing that.
I
now.
Get it.
Like I'm practicing it now. And even sometimes you catch yourself in it like, oh, no, let me
for
not do
sure.
it. You know what I mean? Like I'm not saying anything, you know, unless it's asked or whatever. But
right.
like, yeah, it's I think it's part of
But give it, because
if, learning.
But believe it or not, it's like it is an exchange of energy too, right? When you're giving advice and you're listening to someone venting and stuff like that, it takes a lot out of you. And sometimes it's like, okay, like all that, and you still did the same thing.
Yeah,
I told you not to do. I
not
get
me.
It.
It's
I
once
do
you
get
do
it.
Constantly the same thing over and over. After that, I'm just
yeah.
I'm done.
You're like, yeah, okay, this is I'm not. Well, not this is not an investment anymore.
That I'll door is completely listen. Closed. Okay,
I'll just listen, and I'm like, go read your text.
That's what I mean. That's
like
what I mean.
At this point. No, this is where my detachment comes about, right? Because I hate repeating myself. And the
what
thing
did you say? Sorry,
I hate repeating myself.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
It's funny you didn't fall for. You didn't understand the first time
because I was, you know, being kind, yes. And I'm like, oh, poor. She didn't understand, you know.
This poor child.
Can I say it slower?
Let me articulate for you.
Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth?
Man, don't nobody understand words coming out of your mouth.
And now Jason's left for me.
Huh? Oh shit! Am I the last one?
Yes.
Best for last.
You know that's not.
No, but it's just
right
like going to be a follow up to the emotional, and this is something I had a little bit of difficulty with you way
navigating.
Back when. There's two phases to this comment.
Oh,
damn!
When you get excited,
you know when there's two phases, you're about to get fucked up.
No, because I think we had this conversation, me and Sedalia, at one point where I was like, "Is it just me, or is it just me?" Like at this point,
it's just you.
And the thing is,
I think I know what you're talking about.
Wait.
No, I'm not going to say nothing, but because so, I feel like, you know, either Sedalia checked me on it or you checked me on it. But
probably. Yeah, but the thing is, it's part of you. It's part of you. And I realized at first, sometimes it was funny because you get excited. It's like the cutting off.
I already know where this is going.
We had the conversation about when you get super excited, you have a tendency of willing to add. And, you know, put color. To
yeah, and that's literally what I said, like, about myself just now. Like,
exactly.
I give advice or say things when I don't, you know.
And the other side is when, like you said, that's when I noticed it now, actually. When you said, when I used to give advice and you didn't follow, I took it personally.
Yeah.
Is when we're talking about something serious.
Yeah.
And I communicate something, you communicate something.
Yes.
And then you're like, no. I'm like, but wait.
I mean, it ties into what you said before.
But that's what I'm saying. But this is the other phase. And honestly, there was moments I was like, maybe
I thought he was about to add a third phase. I'd be like, man,
no,
fuck this shit.
No.
I'm leaving. No, I'm joking.
Throw something.
But I realize it's just who you are and it comes from a good place regardless.
Yes, never, but it doesn't mean that I can't do better.
No, for sure. But at one point, I thought it was personal.
Oh,
that's what I mean.
That's what you mean.
Like every time something would be said, because there was like a phase that lasted maybe three episodes. And again, because you're going through shit at home that we're not necessarily.
But I wasn't why, I'll tell you.
Yeah, yeah, that's. But way back when.
The one of them was like when I came in, I remember I was pissed off. Yes.
That's the first episode.
Yes, I remember that.
No, but that wasn't even it.
No, not the first episode I'm talking about. Like, I know there was a time. Then you were like, yo, afterwards it was like, you okay? I'm like, yeah, what?
Why did you have Mr. T's voice?
I don't know. I pity the fool.
Pity the fool.
No, but yeah, sorry.
No, but that's... And at first I was like, okay, is this just a confrontation? Is it like just, you know, this... How do I navigate in this? And sometimes I fall in these traps, not necessarily with you, but with people, when I'm like, okay, I'm in a good mood. Let's go at it.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, don't do that.
But that's the craziest part, because that's the thing. Like for me... I'm like that too. So when I said, oh, he's good to go, I'm good to go. And then it's like, wait a minute.
And then I'm just there. Like, what?
And I think a lot of times for me, and one thing I had to learn, and like I said, it was never personal. It's more of an ego, right? And the ego thing, this is my ego. This is not my ego that's attached to you or attached to anyone else. But in that given moment, you know, you're the person that's not backing down. You understand what I'm saying? Like in my eyes,
is what
I'm saying. I'm like, oh, he ain't
so
backing
down. So you see it as a confrontation.
I see it as a confrontation.
Somebody must fall.
I'm like, someone has to come out of this like standing. You know what I mean? But then I realized later on, it's like, no, you know, we can both stand on separate islands. That's okay.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that's okay. You know, but
we can agree to disagree.
I'm telling you, like, for sure. Like, I know. Like, I know. We talked about this.
Yeah, no, no.
Oh, I know. But in the moment, I'm like, fuck all of that.
And I have to thank you for being who you are, because that equipped me with tools, because I had somebody else similar to you
Ain't nobody like me. What the fuck you saying, bro?
Sahar is very confrontational too.
Oh, but he's an asshole.
And because it's not the same thing.
Yeah,
it's not I was about to say, hurt my feelings.
But it's all about the confrontation, picking and choosing when to confront.
Sahar comes at you hard.
But sometimes he comes for free.
But
that's
provokes.
What I mean.
He likes to provoke.
But then
he's
he forgets.
Like a, yeah.
But then he forgets that he is provoking.
You know what he's like? He's like those Republican shows, like those like.
You think he forgets? Like, I think he knows.
No,
what
no.
He's saying. I think he knows very well.
No, no,
what he's
saying. A super smart man.
Yeah, exactly.
I give Sahar a lot of props, like in terms of he knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing, but then he always laughs about it. Oh, it's just for entertainment.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
But I'm like, you know,
you're very close. It wasn't entertaining
to
at
those
that time.
Lines.
Yeah. Yep.
Where it becomes because while I'm having it, I have no problem. Right.
Yeah.
But where I realized. What it looked like is when people would text me, is everything okay between you two?
No.
Like, is there a beef? Is there like jealousy? Is there envy? Are you guys in a good place?
Yeah.
And I hate justifying. And I'm like, yeah, we're good. Like, yeah, but it seems like he was looking for everything just to poke. I'm like, well, it's the whole asshole persona.
And I think when you and I used to get into it, I used to think about it as entertainment for the after we film. I'm like, this is gonna be an interesting pod, you know? Like,
I never thought
like,
about
not,
that.
Not during.
Oh,
but literally afterwards, I'd be like, yo.
Oh yeah, after yes,
it's
I have.
Be interesting.
I was like, there's good clips,
and I want to hear my, you know, like I like, oh shit, okay. Yeah,
I never think like this. No, never runs
because
my
it's human,
mind.
Right? Because like people do disagree, and I like we're not perfect. You know what I mean? And there are gonna be
but
times,
some people disagree. Just to disagree.
Oh, never, never, never.
Oh, yeah.
And this is where my issue comes about, where like we're just having a conversation of the color blue.
Yeah.
And now you want to debate that red is better than blue.
Yeah.
Like
sometimes
there's certain arguments.
Red is better, but it's, go on.
We've had those where you thought I was disagreeing for the sake of disagreeing and I thought you were disagreeing. And then it's because we weren't even speaking the same fucking language.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, this was very.
I liked it. It was very
therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
she said that with an angry face.
So you know, I have it on camera now.
I have RBF. What are you saying?
RBF.
What's
like
RBF
it.
Again?
Resting bitch face.
Okay, I'm not into all these terms and cool terms and stuff like that.
You know, Mr. Sinfluencer. He doesn't know.
That's his evolution right there.
Sin
evolved to Sinfluencer.
God.
It's true. You did evolve.
Can we stop now?
I choose you.
What is this, Pokemon?
Sinichu.
I choose you. I want to, you know, catch them all.
This is fun. Let's do one with vice versa and fuck them up. You're an asshole, but hold on. You mask your feelings behind your masculinity. You!
Ooh. I can do a pod, full pod just on Gi.
How'd you know I'm talking about Gi? No, I'm joking.
That would be easy.
But he's still, to me, a very puzzling persona.
I know, but I like Gi, though.
But I like, because he's very honest in his
fucking
manner.
Not even
and
honest,
a good heart.
He's fearless.
But it's the things he says sometimes, I'm like, oh my God.
He's fearless.
That sounded not okay, but it is okay. You know, I'm doubting
it's because
myself.
His delivery is very, like, you know, poised.
But to his defense, he says it a lot as a joke, like the African in me, lost in translation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's true, in these countries, we communicate in very direct.
Yes.
Everybody knows what their position
110%.
Is. 110%. You're with it, you're not. It's okay.
We take it or leave it.
That's exactly.
It. And one thing I've learned from him, and I have to give him credit for, regardless of his opinions and values are very specific.
Traditional. Yeah.
He did find somebody that fits.
Voila.
What he wanted. Props.
And I've met her, and I was impressed. I was like, wow, they literally fit well together.
Okay, that's
nice.
Awesome.
So I'm happy for him.
And she's Quebecer. So I was like even double shocked.
It's not impossible.
It's not impossible.
Yeah. It's like Adidas. Nothing is impossible. And on that note.